All right. So we are holding for Paolo from a day at the bottom, beginning of the fourth panel. Okay. So the previous paragraph talked about the broadest and smallest of most kinds of carbonates. The one that we left out, which we didn't deal with, is the ones of the chakras. Now, we learned already in the second paragraph, we had a Mishnah that mentioned, and we said ultimately, Paolo from Mishnah Sinai, that broad chakras and smallest chakras in three other cases are lemisa. We said, okay, maybe the original Allah HaMashim Sinai was only some of them are Lemisa and some of them are Lariya, but whatever, the established halakha is that all of them are Lemisa. So our paragraph is going to deal with those, with that topic. And mostly our paragraph is going to focus on the case of Kiblu Ba'alaha, but we're going to talk, we'll talk briefly about the other ones as well, but mostly we're going to focus on the case of Kiblu Ba'alaha, where the owner had a kafara with a different animal. We're also going to get into, in that connection, we're going to have, on Chavdeis and the days in the Mishnah, we're going to have a Machloekes Rebbe and the Chachamim, what's the basic scenario when Kiblu Ba'alaha applies? Does it apply if the original animal was found after you designated a second one, which is what Rebbe holds, then the first one is Tammuz? Or is it only Talmud, come and say, only if you actually brought the second one of the carbon and then the first one turned out? So that's the point of the Chachamim, is if you only makrish the first, if you only makrish the second one, that doesn't yet make that the second one has to be the missing. Only if you actually makrish the second one and then the first one turned up, then we would say that that's the case of the Skapra Ba'alaha, where it has to go to Mitzvah, which is the Chachamim's opinion. And we're going to be dealing with Rebbe's and the Chachamim's opinion throughout the past. The Mishnah starts, Vlad Chatos, the Tmuras Chatos, the baby of a Chatos, and the Tmura of a Chatos, the Chatos Shemetu Ba'alaha, and a Chatos where the owner died before he was able to be makrivit, all three of those Yomusu, all of those are Chatori Tamesis, the She'ibra Shnasa, the She'avda, She'nimtu Ba'alas Mum, then you have the other two cases, are one where the animal is over a year old, and the other is that we're talking about, the other is that it got lost, and then when it, the first animal, and then when it was found, it turned out to be a balmum. So then it depends. Im mishakipu abaylin, if this happened after the owner had their kafara, that it was found. Im mishakipu abaylin means, Rashi says, achrei kein ba'acheres. It means that if afterwards, it was found before the second one was offered, but then afterwards the owner used a different animal for his carbon, then chumos, then it has to be left to die. Now, Rashi, it was lost and it has a moon. So Rashi stresses like this. Again, later on Chavdeis and the days, we're going to have a long Mishnah, which in Mishnayos is divided up into several Mishnayos, or whatever, that says, we have this Machorgoth of Rebbe and Machafayim. Fundamentally, when does the concept of Kiblu Ba'alaha apply? Does it apply if the original animal was found even before Kapara, as long as it was after Hafrasha, or only after Kapara? The Chacham say only if it was found only after Kapara, only then is it Chavur. Because, one second. Rashi explains over here is a little bit different. Because Rashi says, here you have Kauti L'Reisa. You have two things that are wrong with this animal. Number one, that it was a loss, and number two, that when you found it, it turned out to be a balas mum. So therefore, Shitim Kobekis adds was even really a third thing, because the owner himself sort of pushed this one away by saying, even though I already found this one, I'm going to bring another one anyway. I mean, he has to take the balas mum, but whatever. The point is, he could have sold this one and used the money to buy a different one. The point is, since you have those two factors, it actually says, that's what makes this a tumult. In other words, the Chachamim will say, usually we would say that the case of Kiblu Ba'alaha is Tammuz only if you found the first animal after you were mechaper with the second animal. But in this case, the Chachamim will say, even though you weren't yet mechaper with the second animal, nevertheless, we're still going to tell you Tammuz because this particular animal has Tauti L'Reisa, has two factors against it, two blemishes. Number one, that it was lost. That number one, that it was lost, and number two, that when it was found, it had a moon. That's how Rashi. Tosfos argues on that, on the basis of the Gemara later on, Ptosis, actually not just in this, but in later on in the study, also ptosis has a whole different understanding of it. So they say that what it is basically that the reason why it mentions that it has a mum over here is that it's a chiddush. Ptosis learns the other way around. The more reyesis, the more problems you have with this animal, ptosis learns that's more of a reason to say roya, that it should have to be left to grace. So therefore, ptosis says what it means is over here. Even though, not like Rashi, that because it has two, therefore it's made, but even though it has two, it was lost and it was a balmum, and later on the Gemara is going to tell us that, for example, if the animal was lost during the night, which you can't bring carbonus at night, then it's not a case of mesa. So you would think over here is the same kind of thing, and therefore the mission tells us that no, the Chacham would say that mesa. Okay, fine. So that's what it means. In Mishat Kipra, by Lam Tomus, it doesn't mean that it was found after the owner had his kapara. And in fact, Agoras Agura changes the word to actually has the same gears there as well. Not Mishat Kipru, which would imply that it was found after the kapara, but in Kipru, by Lam, if the owner used a different animal for their cargo, rather than waiting
and kapara with the other.
There was a kapara with the other animal. No, not before the first one was found. That's the point I'm making. The point is, the animal was found, but even though it was found, the owner said, instead of using that original animal, well, okay, I can't use the original animal because it has a mum now, but instead of selling that one and using that one to buy a different animal, I already have a different animal designated, I'm just going to use that for my tackle, then the first one is Thomas.
So really, before Kipru,
that's the point. That's why Rashi and Hagoris Hagura changed Misha Kipru Abaylin, which implies after the Kapara, that it was found, they change it to Kipru Abaylin. If later on, after it was found, Kipru Abaylin, with the second one, in Kipru Abaylin. Tomus, but in that first one, in Tomus, the Eina Oth Tmura, it can't produce a Tmura because it doesn't have that level of Kedusha. Once it joined the Misa, then it's not considered this, then it's not something that already has the Kedusha to be able to make a Tmura. Loinanin Vloimoylin, and you also have, you're not allowed to have Hanah from it. Midrabbanan, now she says. Well, I'm Merlin, but if you did, then you're not higher from the Ilah B'Shogi Gubamim. Yeah. So that's if you found the animal, and then later on the owner was miskaper. But the imad shall keep rabbiyim. What happens though before the owner was miskaper with a different animal? Which means Rashi says we don't mean that it was found before that. Again, we said already that it means that it was found before. What we mean is, in other words, suppose that the owner does not want to use a different animal for a korban. He says he insists on using this one, but he can't. The original one, where we can't use the animal itself because the mum, well, therefore, but actually, Rashi says, we're talking about whether it has a mum or not. In other words, he lost the original one, and now, so now, what happens? So now, well, he didn't even necessarily designate a second one. 1 second. So then, Tira Adjitistoiv, so now, Rashi says, actually, no. So we're not talking about where it got lost. Because then if it got lost and you found it with a mum, then it already is Tistoiv. So then if you can sell it immediately. What Tistoiv means you have to develop a mum. Rashi explains this part, imat shele kipra bailin, means if the animal is over a year old. In other words, if what happened was the animal got lost during the time when it was lost, it ended up being over a year old. One second. Rashi says we are by Ibra Shnosa Koi, Veloya Oita Sha'ob, the Venim Zalas Mom. Okay. So yeah, so we're talking about where Ibra Shnosa, we're talking about where it became over a year old. So then the fact of the matter is it is still a tmima. You can't say, therefore, that you right away can sell it because it still is a tmima. True, you can't bring it as a chafetz anymore because it's over a year old. But nevertheless, you have to leave it to graze till it develops a mum. V'timocho, then you sell it. V'yavi b'demei acheres, then you use it by a different animal, which you bring for a chafetz. And the original one, v'oisa tmura, the original one is still able to produce a tmura because, unlike the previous case of the chafetz hamesa, here, after all, the money of it has kedusha. And therefore, me'ila would still apply to it. So, Rashi's wording over here doesn't really say clearly, at least not the way I see it, whether we're talking about that it got lost or not. But Pashas it does, because we're talking about that it's over a year old. We don't just mean that he delayed bringing the carbon until it's over a year old. Pashas, we mean it got lost, and he found it after it was a year old, right? So now, the fact of the matter is, we do have Ibra Shnasa is one of the Chatzaris HaMeisa. So that's what we have to figure out. As we go through the Gemara, what exactly is the case where Ibra Shnasa, which is going to be Tumos, where over here we're saying instead that you leave it's great.
And that's because it would be because of what, that you leave it's great?
Because it still has Kedusha, because it's not one of the Chatzaris HaMeisas.
But it means like, over 1 year?
No, well, the fact that it's over 1 year means you can't bring it to the curb.
So what makes it to great rather than to be good?
That's what we have to figure out in the Gemara. The difference is also that the owner didn't have a kapara with a different animal yet. We have to figure out. So the Gemara still says. Now, we have in our Mishnah the five Chatzaris HaMeisas. The Mishnah divided them into two groups. First it said, Vlad Chatzos, or Tmura Chatzos, or Chatzos HaMeisa, Brala Yamusu. Then it continued with the other two, V'she'ibra Shnasa, V'she'obdev Shinim, V'vala Simon, and it starts making distinctions between them. So the question is, my time will I turn a little Gabi Hadadi? Why doesn't it mention all five of them together? Why divide them into three and two? The answer is, Reshef Sikole, because the first three is a given. They're always Chatzaris HaMeisas. Whether Pitru or not Pitru, either way, Vlad Chatas, Tmuras Chatas, and Chatas Shmeza Bala are always going to go to Misa. As opposed to the Seifel, like Sikale, as opposed to the other two, is not necessarily a given because it depends on various circumstances whether there was Pitru or not. So the other two being Ibra Shnasa and Obdov and Obdov and Imtas Bala Smol. So those two, it's not necessarily a given that they're Misa. It depends whether Pitru or not Pitru. Okay, so now the Gemara asks another question. Now this Mishnah, word for word, as we had it over here, we're going to have in the Sechta Mehila, which we're going to learn later on. Tishrei time, Be'ez Hashem. We're going to learn a Mishnah over there that quotes the exact same thing, almost word for word. So then, and our Mishnah had also mentioned about Tmura, the Eino is a Tmura, Lenin and Lenin. And then it said at the end, in the case of the Ibra Shnasa, the Oita Tmura or Marlin. So why the repetition? Why is the Mishnah repeating, why the Mishnah is repeating the same Mishnah over here, in later on, in the Sefta Me'ila, and then over here, in the Sefta Tmura? The answer is Tana Hacha Tmura. Over here, the missionary is mentioning it because it's relevant to the dinim of Tmura, which is the subject of our Masechta. But I did a ton of Tmura, a ton of Nami Mila. By the way, as a side thing, while it's mentioning about the dinim of Tmura, as it applies to these animals, then it also mentions the dinim of Mila as a side thing. But I did a ton of Gala. So the question is why it had to repeat it in both places.
Yeah.
Okay, so the answer is, so saying it over here in Masechta Tmura, because it's the subject of all Masechta Tmura, and incidentally, it also mentions Me'ilah. So I did a ton of Gabi Me'ilah, a ton of Nami Tmura, and then over there, it mentions it because it's relevant to the genome of Masechta Me'ilah, to tell us whether Me'ilah is, and by the way, it also mentions Tmura. So that's why we have the same mission in both places. Okay, fine. Omer is Shlokish. So now, talking about this case of Ibra Shnasa, where a year passed and the animal has not been brought to the chatas yet, Amar Shlokish, chatas she Ibra Shnasa, a chatas where over a year has passed and the animal still has not been brought to the carbon yet, we don't necessarily say that it goes l'misa. Rather, Royan Oysa Kilo and Medis Vivesa Kvaris Veroya. We consider the animal as if it was standing in a cemetery and grazing. In other words, suppose it actually was in a cemetery, a Kohen couldn't go in there to get it, because a Kohen's not allowed to go into a cemetery. So it's a way of saying, in other words, that we don't say it goes l'misa, we say it's as if right now it's inaccessible. Therefore, we just leave it to graze so it develops a mold. That's where Shlokish is saying. But the Gemara mentions that the Shidimuk Rebetis mentions, and the Sfasemis mentions somewhat along the same line, that the reason why he uses it, why didn't he just say Roya, is that he wants to stress that, in other words, it's not like the cases where something was done to make it that it was nidche, that it was pushed off from being brought to the korban, and therefore it's mitzvah. So here it's considered as a passive thing happened, and therefore it's only staying in the riyah. Or not even a passive thing, but it's more like there was a side thing. It's like we would say, in other words, the classic cases of Hataris HaMesis are where there's a primary reason why this animal is possible for a carbon. Here it's almost like it's not really a primary reason, but more like a secondary reason. I mean, the fact of the matter is the chafas has to be under a year old, but as we're going to see, as we develop the point over here that we're talking about, where there was a where the fact that it ended up being over a year old is kind of a side. It's kind of a side.
That's
the main thing. That's what we're going to see. So the Gemara says, let's see. Our Mishnah had said, "Sheibra shnasa ba'avda v'nimtzas balas mum." If a year has passed, the animal is over a year old, or if it was lost and ended up being and turned up as a balas mum, im acha shekipru b'ilim, and we said if at some point later the owner had a kapara with another animal, mesa, then it's a chafas mesa, wouldn't that be tufted or shlokish? So there's a contradiction to the shlokish. The Mishnah, shlokish is saying always roya, which seems to imply that it doesn't matter whether kipru bailam ba'aseres or not, whether the owner used another animal for his carbon or not. And here we see the Mishnah is saying kipru bailam before or later or whatever, then Thomas. The answer is amalach or shlokish. Kika toni resha mesa ha'ov devinim tzav balas mum. Yeah, but when the Mishnah says Mesa, it's talking about the case where it was lost and it was found later on to be a Balas Mum. Then we're saying if after Kipra Bailim, then again, as Rashi said, you had Tauti Lureyasa, you had two strikes against it. Number one that it was lost, and number two that it turned out to be a Balas Mum. Therefore, Talmud. But the Mishnah is not addressing the Mishnah when the Mishnah says Mishakip Rabbilam Thomas is not necessarily talking about the case of Ibra Shnasa. That would be the different rules would apply to that. So the question is, Yehochi Eina Sefer. But if you're going to say that way, look at the next part of the Mishnah. We said Imachal Kip Rabbilam. We said if the owner did not use a different animal for his kapara, Tira Abshiki Stove, then we said this animal is left to graze until it develops a mum. Now, obviously, that part can't be talking about a balas mum. The e balas mum, homosol of a kind. If we're talking about the case where it was lost and then it was found as a balas mum, it already has a mum. You don't need to let it graze until it develops another mum. So obviously that part of the problem. At that point you can be pogged and shot it, yeah? And use the money for another chafas. But obviously that part of the Mishnah has to be referring to Ibra Shnasa. And again, so the Mishnah is telling us that there is a case where Ibra Shnasa is, there's a case where Ibra Shnasa is grazing, but there's a different case where Thomas. But Rish Lakish is saying generically that Ibra Shnasa is always left to graze. So what are you talking about? But what the Tana of the Mishnah means, says Rabba, to explain what the Shlokish is saying, that the Mishnah is saying like this, Sha'avda v'nimtzas balas mum oyver, suppose that the animal got lost, and you found it, and it has only a temporary name. So then it depends. So then if you found it and the owner was miscapper with another animal, then it's one of the five chataris on this. Yeah, because the fact of the matter is you use a different animal for your kapara. If you found it and the owner did not yet use a different animal for his kapara, then Tira Adjit is so Ramun Kavua. So now we have to leave it to graze until it develops a permanent animal.
Right.
You must use the animal that you didn't check it. No, Kipra Bailam. Bailam means that he actually brought a different animal as his herd.
Okay.
So if he found the original one and he had not yet brought a different one as a carbon, Tira Adjit is so Ramun Kavua, then we leave it to graze until it develops a permanent mum, which is Macher, and then you sell it. In other words, we thought, the Machshin thought, that the second part of the Mishnah can't possibly be referring to a Balas Mum because it's already a Balas Mum. It can't have a greater mum than that. Rather, it's explaining that you're talking about where it had only a temporary mum. And we're leaving it to graze, so it develops a permanent mum. Well, in other words, if it was a mum kavur, there's nothing to talk about. Then you still can have the difference between kipru and not kipru. Fine, but you don't have to say in the case of loy kipru that you leave it to graze so it develops a mum because it already has a mum. So then at that point, the Mishnah should be saying, just should just be saying that you sell it.
So here we're saying your chukru and mu'un, but no mu'un is there.
Right. But in other words, the Mishnah is not necessarily addressing the case of Ibra Shnasa. It's not necessarily saying that Ibra Shnasa is going to be one of, is going to be a chatat ames. However, Amar Rava Shtei Chuvas B'Dava. Rava says have two contradictions, have two refutations of that explanation of the Rav. Chada, number one, because then the Mishnah, then the wording of the Mishnah doesn't really fit. The Imkain Yishmum, the body of the Mishnah. If we're talking about where the animal had a temporary mum, and you're getting, and you're just waiting until it develops a permanent mum, the expression in the Mishnah shouldn't just be Yira Ad Shetisod, it should be Yishmur. He should be watching it to see whether this mum becomes a permanent mum. I thought that would be the... No, that's fine, but the expected expression would be Yishmer. You would wait to see what develops with this mum. Now, that's how Rashi explains, that you would wait and see maybe it becomes a permanent mum. Tosfa says, actually, then, no, the word Tira could still fit that also. So, okay, so Tosfa says, actually, Yishmer should mean maybe just the opposite. Maybe it means you should be watching it and see whether the mum goes away, and then it is suitable to be brought to the permanent again. Why are we saying Tira Ad Shetisod, as in the only inevitable thing that'll happen is eventually it develops a mum and you're going to sell it? Why? If it's only a mum kavu, if it's only a mum over, then it's equally possible that the mum will heal and you will be able to bring it as a carbon or not. After all. That's number one. But Oidsh Ibra Shnasal, my health secretary. Also, Rava says, if you're going to go like that, then for what purpose did the Mishnah even mention the matter of Ibra Shnasal? If the missionary is not even addressing any case of Ibra Shnasa, the way we would learn the Mishnah, the Pashtos, without Rosh Lakish's statement, we would say that the Kipru versus Loy Kipru apply to the Ibra Shnasa and the Avdar Nimtza Balas Mum. But if you're telling me that the whole rest of the Mishnah is only referring to the Avdar Nimtza Balas Mum, then why is the Mishnah even bothering to mention the Ibra Shnasa in the first place?
The
question is, why is the Mishnah mentioning Ibra Shnasa? The Mishnah mentions Ibra Shnasa, but according to the way Rava is understanding Rish Lakish, the Mishnah is not doing anything further with Ibra Shnasa. It mentions it, and then it just kind of leaves it hanging. In other words, again, it's telling us, Vlad Chakas, Tmuras Chakas, and Mesa Bala is always Yom Tzu. It's mentioning Ibra Shnasa, but not telling us what happens with it. And then it's mentioning of the Mitzvah Balas Mum and saying that it depends whether Kipru or Loi Kipru. So why bother mentioning Ibra Shnasa at all? Ela, Amar Rava, so no. Rava says, here's how we have to understand the Mishnah. According to Rish Lakish. Tochi Katani, here's what the Mishnah means. Ogra Shnasa V'Ogra. Ogra Shnasa V'Ogra. If the year passed, and it got lost. In other words, that it ended up being over a year old before you brought it as a carbon. Then it got lost. Oh, of the nymphs is right. That's a good question. But now the fact is, you waited. Or of the nymphs is balas mum after Kippur Abaylim, or you lost it and then it turned up as a balas mum. Then, if it's after Kippur Abaylim Mesa, then it's one of the Hatorita Mesas. So now we understand. Rish Lakish is saying that, of Rish Nasa is Roya, because he's talking about it didn't get lost. He's talking about you only have one Raya thing. The only problem with it is it's over a year old. Fine, then Roya. The Mishnah is telling us if you have two things combined with Ogra Shnasa and then on top of that it got lost, that's when we would say it would go to Mishnah.
But not with one.
And in fact, what that means is, in other words, what Rava is saying, in effect, is that the word Ogra in our Mishnah is referring back to the previous case as well as forward to the next case. So it's as if the Mishnah had said the word Ogra twice. You have Psukim that are phrased like that, for example. We have other places where you have something like that, a word in the middle that goes with the previous part of the sentence and with the next part of the sentence.
So that was saying that we need Ogra Shnasa.
So if
the mission needs
the mission needs Ogra Shnasa, because it's talking about with half of the case, Ogra Shnasa, and then Ogra. That's when we would say Thomas.
Before we reach the decision, what do we need Ogra Shnasa?
Right. So now we're saying we are using Ogra Shnasa. So then it depends. So now, in either of these cases, again, we have two reyesis. a quarter Yivar Shnasa and Alda, or Alda and Nimsis Balas Mum, then it's a tenth. Acha Shakip Rabbi, and now if the owner had their kapara with a different animal, Mesa, then the original animal is what is a chatas Mesa. Kodim Shakip Rabbi, on the other hand, if you found it and you didn't yet use a different animal for your kapara, Tirat Shakip Vikimacher, then you leave it to graze until it develops a mum and you sell it. And yeah, because in the case of Alda Shnasa of Alda, there's no mum yet. You have to wait until it develops a mum. All of this is according to Rashi's understanding before that when you have more reyesis, then it makes it more likely to be mesa. So that's what we're saying over here, that if it has the true reyesis, then you would say that. Tosfos says just the opposite. That the more reyesis means the better, means the less. So right. In particular, Tosfos says actually according to Rashi, it comes out that the answer we're giving over here does not necessarily work according to the Shlokish. It works to understand the Mishnah itself, but. So what does Rashi say over here? Let's see. It's easier to find the Tosfos quotes. Right? You know what? Let's continue then we'll talk about that. So that's what it means. That Ogra Shnata by itself is not a reason for Misa, only if it's Ogra Shnata with Ogra. Okay. And he continues, but Sorech Misni in Odra Gabri Balas Mum Gabri Odra Shnasa. Now, then in that case, it needs to say Odra in connection with both of them. It needs to say by both of them that you need, that there has to be a loss involved as well. The Gabri Odra Shnasa. The Etona Gabri Shibra Shnasa. If it only mentioned the case of Odra in connection with Odra Shnasa, if it only mentioned that you have the animal is a year old and it got lost, then have amina. You would think, you know why in that case the loss of the animal makes it that now it's mesa, that you don't do anything with it, you just leave it to die. Okay, mishum de lechaz yola milsa. Because the fact of the matter is, the animal is not, the animal already from beforehand was not suitable to be brought as a carbon because it had to be under a year old. So the milsa means for its matter, for its purpose. And it wasn't suitable because it was already, it's a psul on goat. There was an actual psul in the animal already before it got lost. That it was over a year old. Avo balas mum, but when you lost the animal and then it turned out to be a balas mum, the ila mumachalia, where after all, and if you found it and didn't have a mum, you could just as well, you could manage to bring it as a carbon after all. Ema lo tahana le albeja, so you would think that it is suitable to borrow the carbon. Emelo tahani le'aveda. You would think then that the aveda should not make it that it should have to be mesa, and therefore the Mishnah mentions that even where it's ovda and nimsas balas mum is also mesa. The itoni gavi balas mum. But on the other hand, if it only mentioned in connection with the balas mum that it was lost, then you would say hosim hu d'mahani le'aveda. Then you would say that only when it comes to the balas mum, does the fact that it was also lost cause it to be mesa? Mishum de lechazul akrova, because after all, an animal that is a balas mum cannot be brought as any kind of carbon. Avo ibrishnasa, but if it's over a year old, lechazul akrova, after all, it is suitable to be brought as some other kind of carbon. Fine, as a chakos, it can't be brought because it's over a year old, but it could be brought as a shlomim, it could be brought as whatever. So then, ema lo tahani la vega. So then we would say, then maybe we would say that the aveda is not enough to make it that it should have now a worse status and have to be mesa. Sricha, and therefore, says Rava, the Mishnah has to tell us that Ogda has the same effects on both of them. Both Ogda Shnasa and Nimsis Balas Mum. If there was an Aveda involved in there as well, then you have the two reyesis, then you have the two strikes against it, and that's enough to make it to go to Misa. So therefore, you need to mention both. Right. Rashi mentions over here and Tosfos quotes it, that if niskapa ba'acheres, then you don't even need any of that. Then there's already another factor of dichui involved, and you pushed it off. So therefore, it wouldn't necessarily work according to Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish would say across the board that whether kippur or not kippur, either way you need. So in other words, Rashi would say that Rava's answer is not necessarily Rish Lakish himself wouldn't necessarily agree with this answer, or the other way around. Rava would say, I myself. I'm explaining the Mishnah in order for it not to contradict the Shlokish, but I myself disagree and say that there's also the factor of default over here. Again, Tosfos, who hold that the more reyesis you have, the more likely it is to be Roya, they would explain the Gemara differently over here, and they would say, precisely because you have more reyesis, that fits very well with what the Shlokish is saying, that therefore it's Roya. Right. And on the other hand, again, Rish Lakish would say that yes, if it was nidcha, if you did actually have a part of it, a different one, then that's different, and then you. Okay. Okay.
So,
it means, in other words, so that the choice to point out one reason why it's hard to learn like Rashi is because it means, according to Rashi, it means we're leaving Rish Lakish's explanation still somewhat up in the air. You haven't completely answered it. We gave an answer which isn't necessarily accepted by Rava himself. But the Gemara brings this din of Rish Lakish's in various other places in chat, implying that it's accepted and that we don't have a kasha on it. So therefore, that's why Tosfos proposed to explain the Gemara in such a way that we have answered the question on Rish Lakish. When you have two reyesis, then it makes it more likely that you have to have it graded. So the question is, Umi Amar Rava Hasi, did Rava really say that when it became possible and then it got lost, then the fact that it got lost makes it go to Misa? So that's what he's saying over here. It's over a year old. In and of itself, that wouldn't have been a reason yet to make it go to Misa. But the fact that it was lost, there's an extra strike against it. But Vaha Amar Rava, Aveda Delilah Loshme Aveda. But Rava says that if the animal is lost at night, then it's not considered aveda, because you can't bring karbanos at night. So therefore, so when do we say the concept of chatas where chatas is lost and you designated another one? That would be only if it was lost at a time when it could have been brought as a carbon. So therefore, in this case, we should leave it to grace. Right, so the question is, by the same token, you can't bring an animal over a year old as a chatas, so it should be the equivalent of it being lost at night. Why is Rava explaining the Mishnah to say that if the animal got to be over a year old and then it got lost, then it's mesa? The fact that it got to be over a year old should now be the equivalent and got lost. It's as if it got lost by night, so you can't bring it. The answer is, it's not the same kind of thing. Because when it got lost at night, you can't do anything with the original animal or with the money of it. Even if, in other words, let's say you found it that same night, and you set aside the money of it, you can't bring another carbon with the money that night anyway. So at night is completely excluded from carbonus. The animal itself, there's nothing that's done with it as far as carbonus. Therefore, so you can say that that's not considered a vega. Avalha, but in this case where the animal is over a year old, nihidala gufala chazia, granted the animal itself can't be brought to the chazia because it's over a year old, ladami chazia, but it is suitable, the value of it can still be used, you can still sell it once it has a womb and use the money of it to buy another animal.
If it's more than a year old, you can exchange it for money?
Yeah, once it develops a womb, yeah. So therefore, it's not the same as the case where it was lost by night, where night is completely excluded from carbonic, from the whole purview of carbonic, both the goof and the domim, as opposed to over here, the domim of this animal are still potentially a half. That's not the point. The point is, if it got lost at night, and you designated another one, that's not called that the original one was lost, and therefore that it was dolomite. So it was a night, right? And on that name, so even if you found it the next day, we still say we leave it to grace. even if you're, so let's say, for example, you lost it by night, you designated another one that same night, first thing the following morning you were mocked with the other one, then the first one turned up, it's still not called a hapathamesa, it's still not called miskapra bacha.
Because
of the night. Right. So, but so the murder thought to equate that with the case where the animal was a year old, but the difference is we're over a year old, but the difference is when it's over a year old, the funds of it are still suitable to be brought as a curtain.
But I don't understand the logic. On one hand, it's not really not a beta, so we count it to, we still count it.
We still count it.
If you cannot offer it as that, but so then so you must be the second animal.
Yeah.
And then
you must be the second animal.
And then you must be. So it did count.
What do you mean? What counted? The original animal lost. We don't know if the original animal is going to turn up.
Well, you said it's not lost because it's not.
Right. What we're saying is
that
because the fact of the matter is you don't have that one available right now. Okay, but then no, the concept. No, but the concept that chasa tamesa, where it gets lost, that it becomes a chasa tamesa, that only applies if it was lost in such a, in, at a time when it could have been brought to the person. If it wasn't, then yeah, you're designated another animal. Because practically speaking, you don't have the original one. We're going to learn on Omidbeis other examples like that. For example, we're going to talk on Omidbeis. Let's say the animal was stolen. Same concept. You don't have it available. You're going to bring a different animal. The point still applies. In other words, there's a concept called ovud. And Ovud has certain parameters to it. One of them being that it has to be at a time that when the carbon could have been lost. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So why do we say that if it could have lost at night, the designation of another animal would count?
Why is it not? The same way as you could have because by the same token, you could have, for example, you're going to be Makrish Lach Dias. We've learned many times before that to begin with, the person has to bring a chapter. We can to begin with designate two animals where he has the main one and he has the backup one.
But you cannot do it at night.
You can be Makrish Korban at night. But over here, that's what we're saying. Because it would
have to be Makrish Korban.
Yeah, why haven't I? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says Tanan. All right, let's look at our Mishnah and see if that works with what we're saying. So we learn, not our Mishnah, actually. We're going to look at a Mishnah in the Sefer Yom. We know you have the two goats that are brought on your kippur. You have the Sar Lashem and the Sar Lazazel. Now, what happens, the Mishnah talks about over there, what happens if the one that's supposed to go La'azazo dies before it's sent off? So you have the Sar Lashem, it's still there, and you need to pick it with a girdle. Now, we learned actually earlier in our Mishnah, we had an opinion that says you don't have to pick it with a girdle, you can just take another one, but the halacha is not like that. The halacha is you need another girdle. So what do you do? You take two more animals, you make another girdle. But then the question is, okay, so of the second pair of animals, one of them becomes a sarlaz also, what do you do with the other one? Hasheni yirad she serve. The other one, no, because it was given the kedusha of a chattas, but you have to leave it to... Okay, you had to make a girdle. So you made a second girdle on a second pair of animals. One was picked Lashem, one was picked Lazal. So now you have two animals that are sorry Lashem. You have from the original pair, the sorry Lashem.
Oh,
yeah, from the original pair, and then you have from the new one.
Okay.
Okay. So you have two. So what do you do with the second one? Asheni Yirad Shistarv. So the second one that was picked as the Sar Lashem, you don't need it because you already have the first one. You leave it to graze till it develops the moon. V'yimacho, then you sell it. V'yipludam of the Nadava, and the money goes into one of the Nadava boxes for Karbonis Tibur. L'fisha ein chatas ha-tibur mesa. Because the Mishnah says the reason why it's not mesa is because a chatas of the tibur is never mesa. We learned before about the Yehuda versus Reb Shimon about that, right? So chatas tibur is not mesa. The only reason why it's not mesa, the Mishnah is saying, is because the chatas tibur.
But it's still considered chatas even though it wasn't picked by the girdle.
It was picked by the girdle. The second step, you had a girdle. You had a second girdle among
which animal are we talking about?
Okay. You had one. You have two more animals. You had animals A and B, which an original girdle was made on them, Lashem and La'azazel. B, which was La'azazel, died. So now you take C and D, you make a new girdle between them. C becomes Lashem, D becomes La'azazel. The question is, you have A and we have C. What are we doing with C? And so we're saying that you leave it to graze, implying Hadiyachid Mesa, implying if a similar case were to happen, a parallel case were to happen with an individual's chassas, then it would be Mesa. And Rabbi Yochanan says in that connection, Balachayim Nidchin. You have a sugya over there in Yuma. You have Rabbi Yochanan, you have other opinions over there. But Rabbi Yochanan says over there that Balachayim Nidchin, live animals are subject to the concept of Dichui, meaning, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan says, even though the original Sar Lashem was available from the first set, but when its partner, the Sar Lazozo, died, at that point it became Nidchin. It was at that point it became Nidchin. It cannot be brought as a carbon anymore, the first one. So therefore, Uchshum is scout. No, the halacha is not like that, because the halacha is Baal Chaim Ein Nitzin. Now, Rav holds over there that Baal Chaim Ein Nitzin. But Uchshum is scout, the Shady Shibazuk Shady is scout. So what happens, says Rabbi Yechon, which one are you going to use for the kapara? You're going to have to use the one from the second set. Because, in other words, again, so you have A is going to be Nitzin. A is Nitzah because B died, so C is going to be used for the Sar Lashem because D is going to be the new Sar Lazel. And the Idach Kama Havalei Ki Ibra Shnasa, the first one in effect is as if it became over a year old because it can't be brought to the Korban anymore because the partner of the Sar Lazel died. The time of the Tzibur, and we're saying the only reason why it's not a Chatzos HaMesa is because the Chatzos of the Tzibur, Ha the Yachid Mesa, implying were there to be such a case with a Yachid, then it would die. Now, there was no loss over there. Nothing got lost. Nothing got lost. There was just Dichui. But we're saying, so what are you telling me, Rava, that if Ibra Shnasa, as we said before, that Rava is explaining our Mishnah to say that if the Ibra Shnasa is Mesa only if afterwards it got lost, what we see from this Mishnah in Yoma, a parallel case where nothing got lost, and we're still saying that if it was a Chatzos Yachid, then it would have been Mesa, and only because the Chatzos Tzibur is explained that.
And we were talking about Chatzos
Yachid. Yeah, our Mishnah is talking about Chatzos Yachid, okay. Amalach, so Rava will answer you, Dechurin Lachud Ba'avudin Lachud. The answer is, Rava says, there is a difference between something that was Nidcha, something that was rejected from being brought to the Korban, versus something that was lost. The timer, my timer, why, in other words, so here's where Rashi says, actually, that this is where Rashi is saying, that Rava will say, the answer that I gave before for our Mishnah is according to the Shlokish. I myself disagree with that. The Gemara is asking here from Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Rish Lakish doesn't have to agree with Rabbi Yochanan, fine, but Rava does. But Rava is saying, I disagree with Rish Lakish altogether. I would hold like Rabbi Yochanan, but there is Dichui by animals, but also that means I don't have to hold like Rish Lakish that there are cases where Ibra Shnasa is not going to be Mesa. Ibra Shnasa all by itself can be a reason for Mesa, even if there was no loss, like Rabbi Yochanan says. What about Rish Lakish? Okay, in order not to contradict Rish Lakish, our Mishnah, I can explain that the Mishnah would be that in our Mishnah, we're talking about Ibra Shnasa and then Alta. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have to hold of that, and Rava says neither do I. And again, he
has
to make it fit like Rish Lakish.
Yeah. Really doesn't hold like that.
Really, he doesn't hold like that. And again, Tosfos learns differently. Yeah. Okay. So my time, why would there be a logical reason to distinguish between lost versus Mitzah? Avudin Daite Aleihen, because when the animal got lost, you would say, fine, he still has his Daat, he's still thinking of finding it, Jom Meshtatim, because he may find it. So, Dechuyin Loi Hadrin Eskazin, as opposed to when an animal is rejected from being brought to the carbon, like this case of the Sehira Yom Kippurim, it's never going to become Roi again. So that's the reason why to say that when it's Nidcha, like in the case of Yom Kippur, automatically, even without Aveda, is reason why to say that if it were a Chatzos Yachid, it would have been Tos. But when it comes to, because it was Dichu, but when there's Aveda, that's a different matter. Aveda, after all, you're expecting to find it, and therefore, sort of. I guess you could sort of say that, yeah.
Right?
Yes. Dichui, but there's no coming back, and therefore automatically by itself that's enough. And if I was closer with Aveda, Rava would say that yeah, you need something else to get with the Aveda. You need a second
thing. If there is some sort of let's say you expect him to come back, why when he said this at night it was what? The only reason he could have waited until the next morning.
That's fine. The fact of the matter remains that because it was lost, because it was lost at a time when it's not suitable to be brought to the curb, and therefore the concept of chata chameitza doesn't apply to it. In other words, what we're saying so far is, Rava would say, according to Rashi at least, that you need two reyesis in order to make that the animal goes on mitzvah. Except in the case of nivka, you don't. In the case of dichui, you don't. The fact that it was dichui all by itself is right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. Okay. So now let's get back to what Rava said. Amar Rava Abuda Delaila Lo Shmei Abuda. That Rava says if the animal is lost at night, it's not considered lost. And Rashi explains that we're assuming to begin with, when we're going to analyze this, we're assuming that what it means is it was lost only during the night. By Aloysa Shachar, it was found. So the question is, Alibah Demah. We're going to discuss what Rava is saying. We're assuming, for purposes of discussion at the beginning, that Rava means where it was lost at night, found that same night, or found right at Aloysa Shachar. So you didn't actually bring the second animal yet when the first one was found. So the question is, Alibah Demah, according to which opinion that we're going to have in the next Mishnah, is Rava talking about? Ilema Alibah D'Rabbanan, are you going to say he goes according to the Rabbanan, who say later that, later on in the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud, they say that the concept of Chasa Chameisa, the concept of Kipru Bala, only applies to found the original animal after Kapara with the second one. Well, if Rava is talking according to them, my Yuya Abuda Delilah, so why do we need to mention specifically that it was lost at night? Afila Abuda de Yainami. The same thing would apply even if it was found during the day, as long as it was before the second one was brought. Da'amir Abana Abuda Bashaka Frosha.
It has to be brought
during the day, obviously. The Amir Rabban Abuda B'Shata Frosha Roya, because the Rabbanan say later in the Mishnah that if the original animal was lost at the time when you designated the second one, and you found, as long as you found it before Kapara, then it's Roya. So Rava can't be talking according to the Chachamim, because then he doesn't mention that it was lost only by night, implying on the face of it that it was still found at the end of it, that it was found at the end of that same night. The Because according to the Chachamim, he wouldn't have to be limiting himself to a case where it was found at the very end of the night or beginning of the morning. It could even be found. It was found later that day, it was found the next day or whatever, as long as it was found before the second one was offered. The Elal Libid Rebbe, are you going to tell me that Rava is telling us the coins of Rebbe and saying where Rebbe says that even if you once you've designated a second one, even if the first one turns up after that, then tumbles. And Rava would be saying that's only if it was designated by night, by day. But I'd kind of like to almost Rebbe El Aveda de Yom. So maybe Rava is telling us that according to Rebbe, who's more machmir, maybe Rava is telling us that I'd kind of like to almost Rebbe El Aveda de Yom. But you know when Rebbe is telling us that this first one is tumbled after you designated the first one, only if it was lost by night. But if it was lost only during the night, since you can't be marked with the second one at night, I feel that Rebbe loaded a little Iyawa, that even Rebbe would agree that it goes to great. But is Rava telling us what he say? Or maybe it's not even a question. It can't be according to the Rabbanan. So apparently it would be according to Rebbe. Apparently Rava is telling us a detail within what Rebbe said. Rebbe says once you amakush a second one, then the first one is Talmud, once you find it. But Rava would be qualifying that and saying only if you designated the second one by day. Right?
Rava says that according to Rebbe, if you designate it by night,
then nothing happens. Then it's right. So the Gemara says, "Iboyis emal olam alidah d'rabbanan." You don't have to say that. You could even say that Rava is saying this din even according to the Rabbanan. Because what Rava is talking about is that when he says that it was lost by night, he doesn't mean that it was lost dafka by night and it was found at the end of that same night. He means that it was lost during the night and it turned up at some point before it turned up. After the kapara with the second. We thought that Rava means that the whole period of time in which it was lost was only during the night. Now we're saying no, that Rava is saying as long as the initial loss took place during the night, then it's exempt from the rule of Hatzah Hamitzah. According to the Rabbah. Because the first interpretation is we thought that it meant that you lost it and you found it all at night, all within the same night. And now we're saying no, that according to the Rava would be saying, even according to the Rabbanon, you could understand Rava as going according to Rebbe, and therefore it would be limited to that case. But you could also understand him according to the Rabbanon and say he doesn't mean that the animal was found during that same night. We mean it was once it was lost by night, then the rule of Hatzah Hamitzah doesn't apply to it. Even if it was found only during the day, and even if it was found only after the kapara with the other one. Because, one second, ad kan the ka'amir abonon of the b'shach kapara mesa, when did the Chachamim say that if it was still lost at the time of kapara, then it's mesa, elahecha the ikr avedasa b'yayim, only if the original loss took place by day. So the original loss took place at a time when it was suitable to be brought as a carbon.
Is it about to be?
It's not necessarily about to, but whatever, it could have been brought by me. Yeah. But if the actual original loss took place by night, then we would say that not. Then we would say that the Chachamim would exempt it from being a Hatzah Hamitzah.
So initially we thought that if it was lost, whether it's not during the day, it goes to Misa. Now we're saying that the Chachamim would agree
One time. We thought that what Rava was telling us is that the entire period of loss has to be during the night. Now that could only be, now that is only necessary to be said according to Rebbe, according to the Chachamim, there's no chiddush in it, because according to the Chachamim, as long as it's found before Kapara, so it could even be found sometime during the day, it would still be exempt from Misa. But now we're saying that no, Rava's not talking about when it was found, he's talking about when it was lost. As long as the original loss was by night, then it's possible from Misa. Then it just goes the river.
Initially we thought that Rava meant
that it has to have been lost and found in the same night in order for it to be parted from Misa. That could only be, Rava could only, if that were the case, Rava would be talking only if one's a Rebbe, because if one's a Chachamim, you wouldn't need any such limitation. Okay. Amar Abaya says further on this topic, Nachsinan, we have the Kabbalah from our Rebbe. Aveda Vloidinova, this that we say, that Nachsinan means like we hold in our hands. It means we have, it's a knock-up, it means to hold. Yeah. So Nachsinan, we hold a, we know from our debate, Aveda Vloidinova, that when you have the din of Chatzaris HaMesis, which involves that the animal was lost, that means that if it was lost, not if it was stolen. So if somebody else stole it, and it was returned even after Kapara, then it's not a Hatzah Hamitzah, it just is left to grow. Also, Aveda Veloit Zula, and the same thing, Aveda implies that it wasn't robbed. The usual difference in Shas, there's always, of course, that Gneva is done stealthily, and then Gzela is done by physically grabbing it away from you.
The both cases,
it's not done. The Heichi Dami Aveda, okay, so what is the case of Aveda exactly? Amra Boshi, Afilu Achas Be'edre, it means it can be considered lost even if you have one animal mixed up in his food. In other words, Rav Oshia is saying, you have, let's say, a herd originally of 10 animals. Now you have a half-up animal got mixed up in it. You know, you can see all 11 animals over there, but you don't know which one is the half-up. Then it's considered aveda. And then, according to the Muhammad, you better find it before you mix up with the second one or you're going to be in trouble. Well, otherwise all of them are going to have to go to Misa because you don't know which one of the Hatzah Hamitzah. And even if it's a mix of one in one, so you had only one animal of Kula, and then you had an animal of Hatzah got mixed up with it, and you don't know which is which. The same thing would apply even though you have two animals in front of you, and it's a 50-50 chance which one is the Hatzah, it's still considered Avodah. And therefore, that. That's Rav Moshe. Rav Yochanan Amar Achorei HaDelet. Rav Yochanan says the definition of Avodah is if it's behind the door. So Iboyimu, well, that's what we have to figure out. Iboyimu, so we have the question. Heichi Kamar, what does Rav Yochanan mean by that? Does he mean Achorei HaDelet who delek of the Chafazua? Does he mean that's considered Avodah only if it's behind the door where nobody sees it there? In other words, then he'd be arguing with Rav Moshe because Rav Moshe said even if you do see it, as long as you don't recognize it, it's considered Avodah. And Rav Yochanan would be saying only if nobody sees it. Avo Avroi, but if the animal is somewhere outdoors, I mean outdoors, outside, like Rashi says, out in the deserts or whatever the areas, the grazing areas where it got mixed up with other animals. But then we would say where other people are able to see it, even though they don't recognize it as chatzos, loy have the avoda. Would Rabbi Yochanan be saying that's not considered lost? Or Dilma, or maybe what Rabbi Yochanan means is achori adelus means only when it's behind the door is it considered avoda. The e mechader ape, because all the person has to do is turn around and he'll see it behind the door. Chazilah, then he would see it. Then we would say have ya avoda. Then it's considered lost. V'chol shekein avroi to loy to chazilah. How much more so than if it's outside the city where he himself doesn't see it at all. So in other words, is Rabbi Yochanan coming to be machner over, or is he coming to be mekel over Rav Oshia or machner? Rav Oshia said even if you see the animal, it can be considered avoda as long as you don't recognize it. Is Rabbi Yochanan saying that as long as somebody sees it, the owner of the other animals, for example, then it's not considered avoda? Only if nobody sees it is it considered avoda? Or does it mean that in order for it to not be considered avoda, it has to be that you don't see it? So even though you don't see it because you're facing in the wrong direction, and how much more so if you don't see it because it's outside the city? So what is it? Keiku. So, the Rambam passes, you have to go to Chumrah, because after all, we're talking about halacha mishnah. Well, yeah, you actually have, by the way, there's an interesting discussion among Rishonim and Achronim. Do we usually say with halacha mishnah is Sinai that we have to be machmir because of the topic? So one way of looking at it is that yes, and that would fit with our Gemara over here. The other possibilities, you could say usually with other halacha mishnah is Sinai, it might be Mako, but over here for maybe because of Tachim or maybe, yeah, whatever. Almer of Papa. So the Papa says, here's another din. We have learned that avuda mimenu v'loy meroya, that if it's lost from him, that he, the original owner, doesn't see it, but the shepherd has not lost it. The shepherd knows where it is. Loy have ya avoda. It's not considered lost because the shepherd who he entrusted his animal to knows where it is. Avoda mimenu, the original owner doesn't know where it is. The owner, but the shepherd. Right. What do you mean? How could it be? The owner himself doesn't know where the animal is. The shepherd does. V'chol shekein avoda meroya v'loy avoda mimenu. How much more so if it's the other way around, where the shepherd has lost track of it, but the original owner knows where it is? That's neither one of those is considered avoda. The question is, avuda mimenu umeroya, what if it's lost from both him and the shepherd? Neither one of them knows where it is. But somebody else somewhere at the other end of the world knows where it is and recognizes it. Well, how could it be? It could be. It could be, for example, I don't know, a simple case could be. Some third party previously saw this animal either by the owner or by the shepherd. He recognized it. Later on, it's lost. It wandered away from the herd. Neither the owner nor the shepherd knows where it is, but somebody else knows where it is. Yeah. So what would be the thing? Is that considered avoda? Again, take it. Okay. For the Papa. The Papa has another question. Avuda b'koisma. If the animal is lost, the original animal is lost, and then it's found when the blood of the other one that is being used for kapara is in the cup. In other words, according to Chachamim, again, you say, when is it considered avuda? Only if it's still lost at the time of kapara. So here we're talking about a borderline situation. The original animal was lost. So you designated another one, you shechted it, the blood was received in the mizrah. Kabbalah was done. Zrika has not yet been done. Had Zrika been done and then we found the original animal, then of course it's a chatas amazing. But here it was found while the blood is in the cup. So the question is it considered avuda? So wait 1 second. So the question is again, avuda demand. According to which Tana is Rav Papa asking this question? According to the Chachamim or according to Rebbe? Are you talking about that his question is going to Rebbe? Can't be. The Rebbe says this. Even if the animal was born only at the time of Afrosha, then it is a Chatzamate. You're long past Afrosha at this point, because the carbon's already been, you're already at Kabbalah. So it can't be according to Rebbe. Ella, keep coming by, allow a little bit of Rabban. So the proper question is specifically according to the Rabban.
When is the
only when it's found after kapara. So now becomes the question. When the Chachamim say that if the animal was lost, that it was lost and that was found after the Hafrasha, then Roya, but that would be only courtesy of Kabbalah Dama B'Kos, maybe only before Kabbalah. They would agree that once Kabbalah was done, then already it's too late. Because over here, maybe they might hold anything that is going to be sprinkled is considered as if it was already sprinkled. Once it's already in the Mizra, then it's as if the Kapara was already accomplished. But the fact is, it could have been. There's nothing physically preventing it from being done, so therefore, so maybe we should consider that it's considered, so maybe it's already considered that Kapara was done. Again, the Chachamim use the expression in the next Mishnah, Ein chatas meisa ela shenintas ma'achos shekikru abaylin, but do they mean that the actual kapara was done, as in the blood reached the mizbeach, or does it mean that potentially it was done, or maybe not kamadala izrik dam, as long as the blood is not yet sprinkled, ki avda v'shasaf rasha dam, yet it's still considered that it was only lost at the time of Hakadosh and found after that, v'roya, and therefore it's left to grace. The Ikadami, that's one version of the Papa's question. Another version of his question is, the question could actually be according to Rebbe's opinion as well, who says that it was found after Hafrasha, then it's Tamos. But the question would be, because the question that the Papa would have is going to Kibol Dama, the Shtei Koses, the Ovat Echa Mehem. Suppose that the blood was received in two different containers, and one of them was lost. Now the question would not be you have two different opinions. Suppose you receive the blood in different mizrachos, different kosis or whatever. The fact is it could be done. So now what happens? Do we say that one way of looking at it is, suppose we do all the matanos from one of those cups. Does that mean the blood in the other cup is automatically dochui? Therefore, the rest of that first cup gets poured on the Yisroel, like it's supposed to, and the rest of the other one gets poured into the Amma. Or do we say that not? That one cup has nothing to do with the other one, and both of them are considered Shiyah. So if we say that using one cup for the Zrika makes the other one Dachoi Loiki Barilach, then there's no question. And then there's no question because one of the cups was lost, and therefore again we have Tauki the Reyesa. We have two strikes against it, because number one, we would have had to pour it into the Amma, it would have been possible blood, and number two, the original carbon was lost. Rashi explains the question is not really Rashi explains that. The question is actually not even on the original animal that was lost. The question is on the korban itself, the one that we're actually bringing as a korban. If you did the zrikas from one cup and the other one got lost, would we say that that's again tauti l'reyes? So Rashi again is going to his shita throughout the sugya that tauti l'reyes is reason to pass over. There's more reason to pass over the korban. So would we say that the korban is possible because you have one cup? The loss of the second cup, because you have dichui and you have that it was lost. According to that, there's no question the korban would be possible. No, forget about misa. In other words, according to this version, we're not even talking about a case of misa. The Papa's question, according to the second version of the Gemara, according to Rashi, is not even about two animals. It's one animal where you receive the blood in two different mizrachos, and you did the zrika from one of them, and then the other one got lost. So if you say kois oisa chaveri zikui, then definitely the korban is possible. Kiki boila chalubi demanda ama kois oisa chaveri shirayim. What about according to the other opinion that says that no, the other one is still considered shirayim, and all of them are still kosher to blood, and they get sprinkled and they get poured onto the third? So do we say Hani Milehecha the Isnim Lutabayu? Would we say that applies only when both of them are present in front of us, the Cholhecha the Bori Zorik, where after all you were able to sprinkle whichever one you wanted, so therefore both of them can be considered Shiraim. But over here you don't have, because one of them got lost. So therefore the korban should be possible. Or maybe there's no difference. And again, the answer is Kekul. Now, that's the point of Rashi. Shikim Kobesis asks on that, to bring some Tosfos, but asks on that, why on earth should the korban, why do you think the korban should be possible? Even if you say Kosos Haveri, even if, according to the, if you say in Kosos Haveri Gichoy, then definitely, why should the korban be possible? Because one cup of blood got lost. You have a perfectly other good cup. So Tosfos learns, that, so Shikim Kobesis brings from the Reed, that the question is actually, suppose that cup was later on spanked. Do we say that particular, in other words, again, we're not talking about two animals over here, but we are talking about different cups. And the question is, would the blood in that second cup be possible later on when it's spanked? Would we say that's possible and you pour it into the alma, or would we say it's still kosher and it goes on to the yisur? Because again, did we say once it's lost and in effect it's considered nidcha or not? Okay. We don't know. Okay. Mishnah says, now we're going to go through all the many different cases of miskafru ba'alei abad. So the Mishnah says, hamakish chatas v'avda, a person designated an animal for a chatas and it got lost. V'hikrish acheres tachtera, actually, Shikim Kobesis changes too. He offered a different animal instead of it. V'achakas nimtas v'rishoyna, and then the first one was died, and then the first one was found. Tomus, then it's definitely Tomus because, again, the original one, because, again, it was found after Kipra Bailim, and there's no question in that case of Thomas. Both Rebbe and Chachamim will agree with that. And again, Rashi points out, when do we need Tau Chilereyasa is where you found it, and then the Kapara was afterwards. But where the Kapara happened before you found it, then you don't even need Tau Chilereyasa. Just the fact that it was found after Kapara means that it's Thomas. Amatush Moritha Apostle, another case, suppose a person designated money for his chata, but all do, and then the money, parallel case with money. Exactly what it sounds like. He designated money to bring a chata from it. He doesn't have an animal yet, but he designated, okay, an animal of the type that I need for a chata costs $100. For these $100, I'm designated. But all do, and they got lost. He offered another half of them, half of Mimsu Amois, and then the original money was found. Yerlichim the Yamamalach, you have to take them to the Yamamalach and throw them in there because they're also Bahamal. Same way, in other words, it's exactly the same. You're half of a Mesa, except you were talking about money. When we say Yamamalach, by the way, doesn't mean the Dead Sea, doesn't mean any. But the Rambam, for example, in some places, not necessarily in this particular context, but there are other contexts where the Rambam uses Yamamalach generally to mean any salty ocean. So according to that, maybe you could throw them into the Mediterranean or whatever. And the point is, well, if they ever dredge it, come on. Yeah, but no, they're not really, because the high salt content over there would corrode any. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, fine. Another case, Amatush Moris Lachatas Va'obu. What about now, another case, he designated money for his chatas, he lost the money. Vehifrish Moris Acheres Achein, so he designated other money for the chatas. Velohisbeth Lachatas Mehen Anshinimtsu Sereshonis. Then before he had a chance to use the money to buy a chatas, he found the original money. So now he has $200, but he only needs $100 for a chatas. What does he do? Yavi me'elu me'elu chatas. So he combines together some of the money from the first group and some of the money from the second group and buy the chatas with it. Vashal, you can double, and the rest goes into the double boxes. Because he didn't bring, there was no kiku ba'alea yet. If he used one set of money to buy a korban and brought it, then you're going to have kippur ba'alah. But over here, because he didn't yet bring a korban, therefore you blend them together, you take 100 from the total and use it, and the rest goes to the double. Another case, hamachush moiz b'chatzot v'ol, do b'hifrish chatzot v'chatzot. So now a person designated money for his chatzot, he lost the money, so he designated an actual animal for a chatzot instead of them. Lo hispik la'kivad shenimtsu amoiz. Now he didn't have a chance to bring that animal as a korban until he found the money. Barichata Balmum. And now what happens is the animal that he was going to bring as a chatos developed a mum. So what do? Same thing. An animal that developed a mum is, for that purpose, likely equivalent to money. Shimacher. So what you do is you sell it. The yavi me'elo me'elo sata. So you combine together the money that you got from selling the balas mum and the money that you originally designated, which you now found. You blend them together. You take some of it and use it for chatos. Vashal, you pull in double, and again, the rest goes in the double. Another case, Hamafish Chatosei Ba'Avra, a person designated an animal for a chatos, and he lost it. Actually, I'm skipping the line over here. Hamafish Chatos Ba'Avra, a person designated, the other way around, person designated an animal for a chatos and lost it. Ve'hifrish Moris Chatera, he designated money instead of it, not an actual animal, but money. Ve'lehispech L'chach Mehen Chatos Ha'chimimsa Chatosei. He didn't have a chance to use the money to buy a chatos, and then he found the original animal, the Hari Balas Mum, and it turns out to be Balas Mum. Same thing, Kimocha, you sell it, the Yogi Me'elo Me'elo Chatos, you bring from the combination of the money of chatos, Vasha used it in the and the rest goes in the double. So in other words, these last two cases is an animal that's a Balas Mum and money are exactly on the same level. Okay. Next case, Hamakish Chatos Be'Ovda, Rehitra Shachar Fatel. Person designated as chatos, he lost it. He designated another animal instead. He didn't have a chance to bring the second one, and then he found the first one, right? And both of them are balas mum. So again, neither of them are chatos neitzah because he found it because he found it for kapara. Therefore, you mahu, so you sell them. You bring from the combination of the money and chatos. And the rest goes to the nedarim. Another the double means in the double boxes in this mikdash that goes to kai from advancement. Hamafish chatos ba'avda, another case, person designated an animal for a chatos, he lost it, he designated a different animal, and he didn't have a chance to bring the second one, and then he found the first one. Now, unlike the previous case, where they're both balas mum, suppose that both of them are tumors. So then, so now is where Rebbe comes in and says that one of them you're going to bring as a, one of them is going to be brought as a chatos, and the other one is going to have to be tumos because, according to Rebbe, again, once it was found after hafrosha, then you have a case of chatos hamesa. The chum say no, ein chatos mesa elishinimtis ma'achas akipur abaylim. A chatos hamesa is only if you found it after the owner had his kapara. And the same thing, and the same thing, money is going to go to the Yamamelach, only if it was found after Kibra Bailam. Which means, by the way, later on, the Gemara is going to start talking about that earlier in the Mishnah, when we have a case where you designated the money, and then you found the other, and then you designated other money, you designated a carbon or whatever, doesn't, according to Debbie, wouldn't you say that it goes to the Yamamelach? Why don't you say that? So we'll discuss that. Hamafish chatos, the last possible case, suppose a person designates an animal for a chatos, v'harei balas mum, and it turns out to be a balas mum, so no, there was no loss or anything, and it turned the animal, developed a mum before he had a chance to bring it as a carbon, moikura, so then what you should do is sell it, v'yavi b'damei acheret, and use the money to buy a different animal for a chatos, v'v'lozeb v'v'shimenayim, im korba shniyah adshalei nishkata, if the second one was brought as a carbon, before the first one was shechted, where, in other words, again, with a balak mum, so you're going to sell it, and again, somebody's going to shecht and eat it. But Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, if you offer, you have to shecht the balak mum first, because if you don't, it's still alive when the second one is brought to the turban, chamus, then it's not going to be a half, you're not going to be able to shecht and eat it. It's going to be a chatos hamesa, shekar kipur abaylim, because the owner already had his kapara. No, the chacham would disagree with that. Because they would say that once it was a balas mum, then that's it. Nothing yet. But according to the laws of Rav Shimon, the first one, it still has the some kedusha of chatos to the extent that it can be considered a chatos. Okay. Fine. So we'll stop over here and we'll take up the model tomorrow.